Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found. For this episode of Weem Weekly, I'm Hannah Tisdale, and I'm here interviewing Mr. Hinton, a math teacher here at Pendleton Heights, about his opinions on spring break. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're getting closer and closer.
I know. Only two more wake-ups, as you remind us every day. So are you going to travel anywhere for spring break this year?
Yes, I have a brother that lives down in Florida, and so we get to go down there and stay for free at his place and let him buy us dinner and all that kind of fun stuff. So it's interesting. He does not like sand, and he lives in Florida.
Wow, that's crazy, because I know I'm going to Florida, too. I'm super excited, but I think you have to like sand because you're covered in it if you're at the beach. So are you ready to have some time off school?
Oh, yes. I definitely need a break.
Me too. Especially, I think the senioritis is kicking in for me for sure. I'm still studying, but I don't know how well it's going to be next quarter, but I'm still going to try.
Yeah. It's going to go, it'll roll fast.
I really hope so. Weeks. Yeah, I think it will too. And we have a lot of stuff coming up, so I think it'll all be okay. So some people have claimed on Pendleton Chatter and different websites that we do not need spring break this year because we have had time off due to COVID. What is your take on this?
Well, we haven't really had time off. We've had school. I mean, virtual school when we weren't coming physically to school here. So I disagree. I think we need time. I know I need time off, and I think a lot of students need time off too.
Yeah, I totally agree. I thought that was crazy when I saw that because just because we're at home learning, it doesn't make it any easier, and we're definitely still working hard, especially if you're actually applying yourself.
Right.
So I think it's important that we do have those breaks because it's stressful with school plus COVID. What are your thoughts on traveling if COVID precautions are taken?
We're a little worried about that. You know, we will have our masks with us all the time, and we'll be able to put them on And I don't know about other people. I don't make judgments about other people, whether they're wearing masks or not, but I'm going to be wearing a mask when I'm around people. Now, you know, going out to dinner and stuff like that, hopefully the restaurants do a good job of spacing people out so that you can eat your food without having to worry about things like that. But other than that, I don't know that we'll be doing too much outside. Well, we'll be outside a lot, but I don't know that we'll be doing too much stuff around people.
Yeah, I will definitely be taking COVID precautions. I have flown before during COVID. It was last June, and we just went to see family, though, so we weren't around people a lot. But I know my mom and my aunt are nurses, and that's who I'm going to Florida with, so I know we will definitely be taking COVID precautions. We already bought our Lysol wipes to wipe everything down. We bought some new masks, because even though some people don't think that it's a big deal, it definitely is.
I agree.
Are you concerned about the number of cases increasing after spring break?
Oh, boy. That one's tough. You know, with all of the vaccines coming out, they're rolling out a lot and getting a lot more people vaccinated. I think those two things are going to be battling each other, and so hopefully it doesn't get worse. But we can only wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I really hope that we just stay full time because I want the end of the year to be normal and pretty just solid all the way through.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I know, it would be really great, but vaccinations I think are really helping. I just got my second vaccine because I volunteer at the hospital, and even though I had a pretty crappy reaction, it was still nice to know that I'm fully vaccinated now.
Second one, yeah, I agree.
So back to the last question, kind of. So we know that vaccinations and spring break travelers and even March Madness, they might increase cases here in Indiana, but do you think that that will affect us being in school full time, or do you think we'll adapt enough to be able to just stay full time without having to go e-learning or hybrid?
I'm expecting and hoping that we just go full time, you know, just like we've been doing, and just keep this going through the rest of the year. That's what I expect. I don't think that the March Madness will be down in Indy. Yeah, there could be some people coming into town with that, but I'm not expecting a lot of flack from that. I don't think there'll be that much reaction to that, I hope.
I think it's really cool that March Madness is in town, but I agree. I hope that a lot of people don't bring like an influx of COVID, but I know that it's reduced capacity at the games anyway, so it wouldn't be a typical March Madness scene in Indy.
Right. It's kind of sad that they're having March Madness in Indy and that, well, I'm not going to be going to any of those, and I expect that a lot of people won't go for that for the COVID reasons, but it's kind of sad to be missing it.
Despite March Madness being here, I would love to go to the one of the games, even if it's not like IU or Purdue. But I know that tickets sell out in like 30 seconds, even the ones at Mackey Arena. But again, COVID, I just don't think that it's going to be that safe, especially when you're in that enclosed space and people are, even though you're supposed to wear your mask, people are going to be getting drinks and they're going to be eating. So, you know, everyone's not going to have their masks on and there's not going to be, I doubt the security guards are going to be really on people, but hopefully people around us won't be going to the games.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I would love to go to the March Madness game. I think I'd be outstanding, but I'm not going to this year.
No. I'm definitely not either. Even with being hybrid and full e-learning at some points in the previous semester and this semester even, are your classes at the point in their curriculum that they normally are?
I'm really close in all of my classes to where I normally am. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased with that. Worked real hard at it, and the kids have worked real hard at it. So I'm happy that we're about where we're supposed to be. And I think we'll do fine coming out the end of the year. So,
yeah, I think we're pretty much up to date, especially I know in class today we were talking about how our next two chapters or three chapters only have two sections. So yeah. I feel pretty confident in it. And I think in a lot of my other classes, but one, but she says that she never finishes. So I'm not too worried about it. And I think everything will be okay. With having COVID recently, do you find yourself being even more cautious?
Yes. As my wife especially, she feels like if she got COVID again, she said this several times, if she caught COVID again or a different strain, she thinks she'd have a real tough time with it. I think it took, my wife and I were both affected a lot, and I think it took our resistance to disease. I think it, you know, it shot us down a little bit, and we're still trying to recover quite a bit. So yeah, we're being careful, wearing a mask, I'm spraying the desk down, stuff like this. So
yeah, I think that it's definitely scary. I personally have not had COVID, that I know of anyway, but I feel like it's shocking that I haven't, because my mom and my aunt are both nurses, and last March when COVID was here, they came to the United States and it was actually becoming a pandemic. We were actually in New Orleans and they came through on the horses and told everyone to go. Now, we had gone by that point, but still, we're really shocked that we haven't had it. But I was thinking the same thing because I actually just got my second vaccine on Monday, and yesterday I felt terrible. I still pushed through and went to school, but when I got home, I had 102 fever, and it just kind of scares me. Like, what would my reaction be if I actually had COVID?
Yeah, I had a reaction to my first shot also, and that's a little scary. Takes you right back in to have COVID again.
Yeah, that's definitely scary because I heard the second shot's worse. So just be prepared.
I know.
I would just take the day off the next day because it's not fun. So even though we already talked about how we're not going to be going to March Madness, will you be watching any games?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get into the games and stuff. I don't know that I'll be in any pools or anything like that, but I keep track of the games and root for my teams and stuff like that. Yeah, love it. You got to. It's March Madness.
Yeah, I love it too. I'm a huge college basketball fan. And even though IU is not playing too hot recently, I still love college basketball. I know my best friend, he is so into it because I invited him to go to Florida and he's like, Hannah, my dad and I are going to be downtown. Like, we do not have time. Like, he's so obsessed with March Madness. I think it's just unfortunate for those people that they don't get to go to the games, but I still think it's a really great experience just to know when you're sitting only 30 miles from where all of those games are taking place.
Yeah.
So finally, to wrap things up, what is your favorite part of spring break and this time of year in general?
I love it that as we're coming to school in the morning, it's getting brighter and brighter, and I love seeing the sun come up. And of course, the warmer weather, that's really great. So sunshine and warm weather, that's the best thing about both spring break and this time of year coming towards the end of the year.
I totally agree. I'm so excited to be able to come to school wearing a t-shirt and not have to bundle up because obviously we don't have lockers. We can't put our coats anywhere. But it's still super nice to know that the warm weather is coming. It's kind of bittersweet for me because I have had a great high school experience. So it's going to be sad to know there's like a lot of lasts coming up. I know the week after spring break, I'm picking up my cap and gown. Things are definitely heading towards the end of my high school experience in general. But I know there's a lot of exciting stuff to come. But I still love, like you said, in the morning, it's not pitch black outside. And it's kind of, you can be out later because it's not so dark. It's definitely a great time of year.
Yeah. Go for walks. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. My dogs love walks. Well, the little one, he can't handle it. He's a little crazy. But the big one, he loves it. I'll probably take him for one tonight, and then I'll be sad to leave him for spring break, but he'll be okay. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, this was fun.
Good. I'm really happy you enjoyed yourself.
I'm Jalen Johnson, here with Mrs. Gray, here to talk about some of the new school rules and regulations.
Okay, so what kind of things do you do for the school?
What kind of things do I do for the school? Now that I've repeated that question, that gives me some think time. Well, the main thing I do is teach, I guess, you know. I entertain students on a daily basis and have a whale of a good time doing it. I also, I'm sponsor of National Honor Society. I used to work athletic events. I do a lot of stuff, just stuff, okay?
So how long have you been teaching here?
I have been teaching here as long as the school has been in existence, which is somewhere in the area of 50-some years. I was a student teacher here with the first year that the school was built, and then so I got a contract the next year. So that would have been, the graduating class was 1970, so they started in 69-70, so I've been here ever since. Oh, Lord, I'm as old as the walls.
Wow. How did you feel coming back to school after having the full e-learning schedule?
I was happy to be back in this building with students if we just had a partial, because I need students. I need my seniors, and it isn't teaching to me to dispense information over some device or something. So I was elated to be back. Mm-hmm. I think most teachers were probably, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And then have you ever had a situation similar to like that whole e-learning thing before?
Oh, I cannot think of anything even came close to that. Well, we didn't have e-learning when we had in the winter of 78, be 77, 78, the big blizzard. We were out for a long time. But, of course, you didn't do anything. Because there wasn't the technology. We were just out of school. Most of the time, you couldn't even get down the roads. We didn't have to make it up because it was such an extensive time. But as a whole, no. Hmm. No.
So I know you're an English teacher. At least I think so.
Yes.
Has there anything in like literature, English literature before that you can relate to the situation we're having now?
Well, now that is a really interesting question. And usually I can find something in Shakespeare that relates to everything, you know, relating to this situation. Well, what is the commonality of this situation that is human nature? I think what we see, and I'm not playing with the technology or any of that, but I think it's the questions that this all leaves us with. It's the questions. Well, for some people, it's very close with dying, with the death of friends. I've had an acquaintance who was relatively young die. He was a teacher, and so I think we can relate Shakespeare to the question of grief and how you handle the potential, the possibilities of grief and dealing with that, because there's so much in Shakespeare. Of course, that's a literature. I'm a bardolator, you call them, and I love Shakespeare. And there's just I'm dealing with the play Hamlet right now, and there are many questions that come up in that. How do we deal with life, and how do I deal with this? And oh wow, because we're in an unknown, and I think this is the challenge that you see, and you see that in a lot in literature, you know. Mm-hmm. How are you going to face the challenges of life? And that's what That's what this all is.
Yeah, everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
So if you went back to full e-learning schedule right now, how would you feel?
I wouldn't feel nor go back. That is not teaching to me. I was telling one of my classes today, I need an audience. I just realized I need an audience. And because I'm way past the time to retire. I mean, many years past. And so e-learning would not do it. No, I would not be here. I would go find something else where I could relate, not via technology. I'd like to be able to reach out and touch, you know, and that's a little hard right now, but we will get back there. But at least I need the closer human relationship. Technology does not do it for me. I would be out of here.
And I'm guessing you probably don't like the hybrid schedule very much either, do you?
Hybrid is better than not. It is better than being totally, you know. I can deal with the hybrid because I do have some, you know, you do have some relationship for a couple of days at a time. It's better than the total e-learning. No. Oh, you take the little bits of life as you can get them, you know. And if I can't get any little bits, I'm really in trouble. So.
So is there any, like, new policies and stuff that, you know, the school is kind of enforcing right now that you kind of like or dislike or something like that?
I don't know that we have any new policies. I mean, we talk about the masks and we talk about things that we need to do to get through this. And I think maybe that's what every policy is. We have the rules that we need to follow in order to get through the day that we have to live. So I think when the masks go away, that'll be fine. You know, we have to do today what we have to do in order to have tomorrow. So the policies that we have that we may get rid of in the future is because we have that future because we had new policies. And we'll get rid of the masks. Mm-hmm. We will, and things will be better. But we have to do this so we can have tomorrow. Yeah.
How do you think some of your students are taking, like, these new rules with the masks and everything?
You know, I was surprised because I didn't think people would be as good about it. But I find young people are better than the older people. And I'm on another organization. And they were saying, oh, well, people won't do that. And I said, you haven't seen the students. If you want to do something as badly as go to school and mix with your peers, by golly, you'll do it. And I think I've been pleased with most of the young people. Oh, we forget to put them up over our nose. And I walked out of my classroom a minute ago, and I forgot it. And so my students said, you need to get your mask. And I thought that was beautiful because I've just been really proud. I've told people, you'd be surprised what if kids want to, students want to be with other people. We are herd creatures, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've been really, really pleased with what we've done, with what the students have done.
So, if the situation we're in right now, you think if it was normalized, how would you feel it was normalized, everyone wearing masks and going around like that?
Oh, this being, no, I don't think it would ever be. I don't think that's going to be the, people talk about new normal. I think that's sometimes a bunch of baloney words. Things are never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the nature of the world. I mean, there's the only thing that doesn't change is the concept of change itself. So we will continue to change. And we learn some things from this. But I don't think that we would ever get to the point of the masks all the time. I think we would come up with some other way. If nothing else, invisible mask, because we need to communicate, you know. We need to, I look at somebody's face now, and are they smiling or not? And that's important to us. So I think if it ever came to a point with that you had to have some kind of facial cover, we'd go to something that's much more allowable for expression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of, like, the skeptics of COVID? Like, the people who think it's fake or whatever?
They just need to have somebody close to them be ill or die. I mean, I don't understand people. I do not understand But you have to understand there's a lot of not too bright people in the world, aren't there? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It is so foolish. I mean, such a small thing to give up. You know, you stay home and stay safe and eat and whatever, whatever, and wear a mask. Like, come on, folks. You know, I think the skeptics were probably skeptical. Maybe they think it's a flat world, too. I don't know. You have to be, I don't want to say really dumb, but perhaps that's what you have to be.
Well, how do you think we'll all overcome the situation?
I think we are already overcoming it in terms of the finding the vaccines and so forth. These are challenges that all generations have. And it's a challenge that, and I think we would be demeaning the human race to say that we cannot deal with this, that we will overcome it. Throw it at us, and we will find a way to overcome it. I have to believe in humans. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I like animals, but I think that's probably the best animal we have as a human. We can overcome whatever we have to. My thought.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you, and I thank you for your time.
Oh, you are welcome. It's been just a real little slice of heaven here.
I'm Jalen Johnson here with Mr. Jesse to talk about spring break.
So what do you do for the school?
I'm a construction teacher. I teach engineering. I teach electronics. I teach coding. I also coach football, and that's basically it.
So spring break coming up. Do you plan on doing anything over spring break?
The first week, my wife and I probably might take 1 week and go down to somewhere in Tennessee or West Virginia. We like to hike a lot, so don't know where we're going to go yet, but we're going to pick a trail to go down and probably spend a couple days back in the woods and camp, backpack a little bit, and then come out and come back home. So not really too big plans, just maybe that's about it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. What about for St. Patrick's Day?
That's my dad's birthday, so we always celebrate my dad's birthday on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's cool. So what do you think some of your students might do over the break?
Probably some of them will go down, I would say Florida. Florida is probably a big destination. This year, it's hard to tell. Maybe some people will just stick around, but I think some people are ready to get out and just do some things. So I think Florida would probably be the place to be.
Do you think there might be like problems with COVID and break and everything like that?
I hope not. I hope people still do what they're supposed to do and stay there 6 feet apart, wear the mask, even if they do go on vacation. I think you can go on vacation and still social distance.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you like a 2 weeks break? Do you think it should be like reduced or lower? Do you think it just should stay the same?
Now that we have the e-learning days, and I think when they brought the two week spring break on a few years ago, that first week was made for us for snow makeup days. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there's really no need for the snow makeup days anymore since we have e-learning days. So I would be more for just going back to a 1 week spring break and maybe getting out of school a little earlier.
So if it was completely like we didn't have any spring break and then we just had a really long summer, what would you think about that?
I like at least the 1 week for sure. That little break. I think we need a little break between the last 2 9 weeks.
Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I really have for you. I hope everyone has a fun and relaxing spring break.
I'm Jalen Johnson here with Mr. Bates to talk about spring break.
So what kind of things do you do for the school?
I'm a physical education teacher. You know, I've been teaching here going on 23 years. I was 17 years at the elementary schools, taught at all the elementary schools, and the last 6 years I've been at the high school. I've been a basketball coach here for the 23 years I've been here. I just stepped down this previous year. I resigned from coaching basketball, wanted to spend some more time for the family. I love Pendleton. I love what it's about. And wherever they need me to do, you know, I try to help out in any way I can.
So speaking about your family, is there anything you like you plan to do the spring break with your family?
You know, I love to have fun. You know, I would love to go down where it's warm, where it's hot,
yeah.
You know, where there's a beach, some water. But unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that this year. So we're going to enjoy some rest. You know, hopefully the weather here is nice. I'd like to get out and play some golf. It's probably still a little bit early to do some fishing. We love to fish. You know, just hang out, probably start a new type of TV series or watch some new movies, you know, with everything opening back up. Go out and eat at some nice restaurants. So, you know, that's the thing about the spring break coming up. You know, there's we have no plans, and we're just going to play it day by day and have a lot of fun each and every day.
Anything you plan to do for St. Patrick's Day?
You know, no, not really. Probably watching basketball. You know, I know the NCAA tournament's starting. You know, we're a big basketball family. So might go out to dinner that night and come back and watch some basketball and hang out with the family.
Is there anything that you think your students might do over spring break?
I have a feeling that a lot of them are head down to Florida and you know, have a really good time and come back either sunburn or suntan. So from everything I've seen on social media with, you know, some of the families that we hang out with and other people, it seems like people are starting to get their plans ready to go somewhere where there's a beach, somewhere where it's nice and sunny and warm. And, you know, that's very normal when you live here in Indiana, you know, when you have an early spring break, you want to take advantage of those warm Florida states and beaches. So I imagine that's where a lot of people will head down to.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there might be like problems with people going on vacation and COVID-19?
You know, you hope not. You hope everybody's safe. I think I look at it in a positive way. I feel like everybody will be safe, and everybody will come back healthy. You know, it seems like it's finally starting to go away. We were just talking about this. This almost exactly a year ago from today was when things started canceling all over the state of Indiana. And, you know, it seems like now everything's starting to open back up, and not only here, but in other states. So, you know, you pray for them and you hope everybody's being safe and doing the right thing. And I think everybody will, and I think they'll wind up having a great time.
Mm-hmm. What about like the 2 weeks spring break? Do you think like it should be shortened so we have longer summers? Do you kind of like it how it is, or?
You know, that's a great question. You know, it's always nice when it's here to get those 2 weeks, but then when it's passed, you know, it seems like that question comes up where, well, I wish we only had the 1 week. If you ask me, I understand how we do it on this block's scheduling, you know, 9 weeks on, fall breaks a week, 9 weeks on, 2 weeks, 9 weeks. You know, I wish our spring break was actually later. You know, I wish it was back like first week of April, and we still stayed in school the entire March. And then when we came back from spring break, we'd only have like 6 weeks left. You know, to me, that's what I would like. I do like the 2 weeks because of how we do it with the snow build-in days, you know, for that first week. So it does make it nice. And, you know, summer comes and goes pretty quick. So I do like the 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the questions I have for you, Mr. Bates, and I thank you for your time.
Hey, Jalen, anytime, and I hope you have a fun, safe spring break yourself.
You too.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.